Hey fans, Reed Farron, Chiefs Insider here with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, after the Kansas City Chiefs win 28-2 over the Jacksonville Jaguars in the week one opener. You got any vocal cords left?
No, but I like it. I'll gargle. I'll be okay. But to dominate the game on defense was the biggest story of this game. I mean, it's been a long while since the Chiefs just dominated them. You know, you and I have talked ever since St. Joe about the Chiefs potentially having impact players at all three levels. They couldn't block Dontari Poe today. He was all over the place. You get six sacks. The secondary had its moments. The linebackers are what they are. Jacksonville really only, when the game's on, only crossed the 50 twice, and then they got shoved right back. That, to me, is what they take first and foremost into this week, that they could be, at times, a dominating defensive football team.
Talk to me offensively. What did you think offensively for the Chiefs with Alex Smith?
Well, I loved him in the first half and taking advantage of the opportunities, and I thought they showed. This was typical Alex, man. You give him a shot, and he's going to take advantage of it. The 37-yard punt return by McCluster. First of all, the answer to the block punt was gigantic because this game could have been a little bit different. This crowd get into it. But Alex was accurate, made great decisions, two touchdowns, no picks. The other thing that just needs to be worked on is the fact that I believe they had won eight possessions the second half and did not score. And there were opportunities. If my math is right, they crossed the 50 five times and got in between the 36 and the 44 of Jacksonville five times. And this thing could have been 42-2. So that's going to be something they'll clean up and work on. But there's enough there. And it's such an Andy Reid, Alex Smith kind of game. Everybody gets a touch. Sherman gets four catches. Wide receivers get involved. The tight ends get involved. But I love Alex Smith leading this football team and leading this offense, man.
You and I just walked out of the locker room. Describe the vibe that was in there. What'd you feel?
Well, you know, you feel it's very businesslike, but this team has had an undercurrent of confidence ever since St. Joe. And Derek Johnson's talked about it. And he's the guy he's been here 9 years, so he's got a perspective. But I'm feeling in that locker room, there's not going to be no parades this week. But does bounce them into Dallas week. And this is going to be a very emotional week for the Chiefs kingdom. This is where the kingdom now needs to come alive. This Chiefs team could be the most improved team in the National Football League. But for the guys that have been here, not the 30 new players, but the guys that have been here, you can't overlook this fact, and I said it on Chiefs Brief this week. Six of the last 7 years, seven of the last nine, and nine of the last 13, this team started 0-2. I said on the radio, it was like the horse that couldn't get out of the paddock when the bell rang. Well, guess what? They got out of the gate in great shape, and to start 1-0 is bigger than people realize. And I sense that in the locker room. There's no over-celebration, but there's a confidence about this team to take it into the work week and get after Dallas.